The exhibition is called Arnold Meshes, the FBI Files.
The show came about when I was looking for new material, and I had seen some FBI files before, some friends, and they intrigued me because they were quite beautiful in terms of the blackouts that somebody at the FBI office obviously did. And they reminded me of Franz Kline's color sketches. So I sent away for them.
And he received more than 700 pages, replete with bold black censor's markings, showing that he'd been monitored from 1945 to 1972.
As I got going on them, I realized that what I wanted to do is to keep these as a historical document, not just as a personal statement, but they're kind of a history of the country at the time.
A time of Joseph McCarthy and the House Un-American Activities Committee, of looking for commies under every bed and in every Hollywood studio, of Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, Richard Nixon, and Malcolm X, and of drive-in movies and drive-in eateries. Arnold Meshes combines images of icons of the time with copies of pages from his FBI files in a technique reminiscent of Robert Rauschenberg with the painterliness of Larry Rivers. The artist said that he
made them into contemporary illuminated manuscripts.
And they are pretty works, despite the implicit ugliness of their origins. Decorative in some of the same way as the medieval books of ours. The pages have the wavy, deckled edges of photo processing of times past, or straight-edged borders of red, black, and silver. With their mix of movie stars, consumer culture, and politicians, and the black and white pages of the FBI files, the pieces in the show have a certain sameness. It's the way they look that gets you, well before the content.
What I tried to get with these was essentially that they were art first.
When you actually read the pages, here the illumination is of an ungodly sort, regardless of whether your sympathies are with the artist being spied upon or with the FBI spies.
I was followed by, I was watched by, I was reported on, and they were very accurate and very thorough in their reports. I mean, they reported, for example, that my son was born on August 10th of 1950 at the Queen of Angels Hospital, that he weighed so many pounds, and so on. There were reports of demonstrations that I was on for peace, for disarmament, women's rights, for the rights of black people, and some of the informers who were paid were an ex-lover, neighbors who we gave our kids strollers and clothes to. It was like having mice in your closet for 26 years, you know. And most of it amounted to nothing.
Yes, he says he was a member of the Communist Party. He painted lots of picket signs and taught art in California before moving back to New York. Despite the constant shadowing, he got on with his life quite nicely. Now 79 years old, mirroring the FBI censors, Meshes omits the names of those he now knows betrayed him. But he remembers.
I had a student who was an FBI agent, evidently, according to my files, who came to class on an August night, in a hot August night in Los Angeles, with wearing a shirt and tie. And I'm, you know, shirt and tie, unbutton your tie, for God's sake, it's hotter than hell in here. And no, he's okay. And what shows up in my file but some photos of me in my studio taken by a necktie camera by crossed out, special agent crossed out, whoever he was. So obviously I did have FBI agents in my class as students.
Reading the 760 or so pages of his FBI files is, says Meshes, freaky, and they're filled with trivia. Freakier still, he notes, is the possibility of reinstituting this level of minute surveillance of citizens today.
I like to tell people that I'm old enough to remember Huey Long, who was the fascist governor of Louisiana, who said that fascism will come to America under the guise of Americanism. I'm afraid that that's what we're seeing today, and that's what's possible. Under the guise of terrorism, we are going to be spied upon, and our children who are born are going to be reported, and the hospitals that they were born in are going to be listed. I think we're in for bad times.
But if politicians present the shadows as artfully as Meshes does his FBI files, the gloss may blind us from seeing the underlying message. Meshes' Book of Hours reminds us of the dangers of confusing appearance with content. For Studio 360, I'm Karen Michelle.
Arnold Meshes' current show is at PS1 in New York City, and you can see images from that show on our website at studio360.org.